We're going to see what happens. Okay, so today is Daf Memches, right? Okay, so we are... It's Memches. Today's Memches. Today's Memches. No, I meant Memches. I said Memches. Okay, so we are Memches. We're the fourth line, right? Hahu Machta. So we have Hahu Machta, right? The Hahu Machta, the Ishtakach B'Simpona Rabba D'Kavda. So there's this needle that was found in a large vein of the liver. I don't know if that's a vena cava. I'm not sure what it is. Right? Sorry? Okay, so it's found in this large vein of the liver. So, Huna Berei D'Rav Idi Tarif. So, Huna Berei D'Rav Idi said it's treif. And Rav Ada Bar Menumi Makshir. And Rav Ada Bar Menumi said it's kosher. Okay, so why? What's the difference? Right? So he says, Huna Mar Braid said it's not kosher. So the Rashi says the Kasavar Nikuve Nakiv. He says that this needle must have pierced something. Shlo Niknasa Eladerech Haveshet went down the windpipe, right? The Nikva Keres Oveshet Odakin Vyatsa must have pierced something and gotten in through to the liver. So it had to pierce something.
Stomach
to
the liver.
Right, but so it was swallowed. So that shit is the esophagus. I said the windpipe. It's the esophagus. Okay, but Rav Ada said it's machshir because Rashi says kevan the bisimpona is shtakich. See, maybe that came through the windpipe. Amrina mi mikavn likanas bisimpom zeh el derech akana nichnasa. And here he says v'akana v'kane kavet smuchum zeh lazeh. The windpipe and the liver are somehow connected to each other. And it can go in through one to the other without piercing anything. I understand. That's the issue we were having with the Gemara yesterday. That the Gemara makes the assumption that there's this direct connection between the respiratory system. They make the assumption there's a connection between the respiratory system and the circulatory system that they can go move from one to the other without piercing anything, which is not, based on our knowledge, is not accurate. Okay.
Pierce the esophagus and go into the trachea.
Okay, it could, but it can't go directly into from the trachea to the liver without piercing something and going through.
Correct.
Okay, but the Gemara is not making that assumption. Okay, so Asu Shaila Ravina, they asked Ravina what the halacha is. Amar lehu shikilu glime de trofei. Whoever says that it is treif should take off his cloak. What does that mean? Rashi shekil glime de trofe shechilu l'tklavim. Is you owe the guy the money? If you said it's treif, so what do? If you said the animal's treif, you threw it to the dogs to eat. So you caused this guy a loss. So you have to take your cloak off to pay for the loss that you caused. Okay. So hahu kishisa de istakach b'mara. So this seems to be that this was some date seed, a date pit that was found in the gallbladder. He said, what's the halacha with that? So Amar of Ashi, ki havinan be'etz Rav Kahana, when we were learning by Rav Kahana, Amar, he said based on this, havadai simpona nakit v'asai. This definitely came from the simpona, which is the bronchi.
He always says simpona is vascular.
He says the veins. Right? He says the veins. Right? So it came through the veins. Right, but afagav duloka naf. So therefore, if it came to the veins, therefore what? Rashi says simpona. He says dekave nakat v'al v'derech hakana nichnasa. So it came in again. It came from the liver, which came from the windpipe, and therefore it went directly into the gallbladder from the liver to the gallbladder. I guess. I understand, but we just said the Gemara has these assumptions that we know now are scientifically inaccurate. Okay.
They dissect an angle, they consider these things don't connect.
They're close to each other. They didn't know then.
No, but what they didn't know is...
They did not know. That's why they're making these assumptions.
But there were two assumptions to be made. One was that there was this strange connection.
Wrong assumption, correct.
And the other, that it was a potentially fatal...
Correct. Well, right here they're saying it's the fatal idea is that in order to get from one place to another place, it pierced something. Not the fact that it's lodged in the gallbladder. That's not the trefa. The trefa is how did it get there? Did it get there via piercing something, and that's the trefa? Or was it able to go directly through and not pierce anything, and therefore there's no trefa? The fact that this date seed is in the gallbladder is not the trefa. The issue is how it got there.
Okay.
So he says, Amar Havadis and Ponaka Astavia Afagav de Lo Kanafka. But even though it's not going to be able to go through. I guess it's not big enough. It's not small to go through. Mirbul Hudaravule. I guess it could shake a little bit, and over time it could make it through. Rashi says, Mitzimpona de Kaved Naka. It came from the liver. Valderach HaKana Nichnasa. It came in through the windpipe. Again, this assumption that it came from the windpipe to the liver to the gallbladder. I said, Vahani Mili de Dikla. But this is specifically if it's a date seed. About dezesa, but an olive seed, mibza baza, that will, I guess it's sharper, and that will tear on its way through, and therefore that would make a trefa. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lama nikra shma reya. Why is the lung called the reya? It says, shemi'ira esainayim. I guess if you eat it, it lightens the eyes. Maybe it's healthy. It's healthy for the eyes. So yivayluhu, they asked about this. How do you eat it? La achila, you're supposed to eat it straight. O al yedei samonim, or you prepare it as some sort of dish with other spices and stuff attached to it. I think that's what it says. Right? Rashi says la achila min ha'ochlim oso kemoshehi. O al yedei samonim kishema arvin samonim hameirin esainayim af hi misayei imam. So is it good? Is it good by itself, or does it need to be spiced up with other things and combined with all these other spices? It's good for the eyes. Mark gives a proof based on the price of the lung. Tashma, the Amar Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, Avza Bezuza. So a goose, a full goose, right, is sold for a zuz. But Reya Dida, but it's lung by itself, Be'arba, it's sold with four zuzim. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second, then just buy the whole goose and use the lung. What to buy it separately? But Isal Kadaitach La'achila, if it's, yeah, you're supposed to just eat it by itself, Linkat Bezuza Velecho, just pay a zuz and eat the whole thing. It says, Ella Al Yedei Samanim. The reason why it's four zuzim is because what they would do is they would take the lung out and prepare it with the other samanim, and then that would cost four zuzim. So you see that what made it beneficial, proof that it's beneficial, is because the cost price went up, is that it was mixed with these other spices. Okay. What?
Bagua.
Yeah, could be.
Buy a melon and cost of $2, if you go gourmet and buy cut up melon, it's $6.
Right. Well, that's anything in gourmet.
That's
anything in gourmet. Okay. So now, next. Ika inkva reya hecha de mashmishma yode de tabacha. So you find a puncture in, I guess it's afterwards when you're checking. You find a puncture in his lung in the area where the shochet was checking it. So he must have been rubbing his hands on the lung, and you find where he touched it that now there is a hole. So the shaila is, if it was a hole there before, or is it the touching of the lung that somehow he punctured it while he was checking the lung? So that's more asked. Talinon, do we make a talinon? I mean, do we make it that we assume it's based that it was the tabach who made the hole? Olo talinon, or we are not talinon. Okay, Rashi says, Hecha de Misham Shayoda Tabacha, Anishamati, Bimetzar Hachazeh, Shemitoch Hadichak Hayad Koros Bitsirfanov. Someplace by the chest cavity, that because it's pressed in together with the ribs, so you rip it with your fingernails. B'chad madumil ani b'chol makom shehu yodeya sheyochol liklos. But Rashi says no, it's not just that area; it's any place where you can think that it was possibility that the tabach did something. Go neck of achol b'sarkin, all those other places. It seems because he says vanishamati makes it sound it's only that area by the chest cavity. Rashi says no, you can make this assumption theoretically anywhere on the lung. So Rav Adar Bar Nasan Amar Talinan, we are told that it was done by the hole was made by the Tabach. Marzut Rei Rav Mari Ari Lo Talinan. We don't. V'Hilchasa Talinan. The Lach is that we are. So Amar Shmuel Berei De Rabbi Avo, Abba Mireishi Kali De Rafim Haba. So Rav Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Avo, says that his father Rabbi Avo was like the megaphone, the head megaphone from Rafram. When Rafram would make the shear, you know, the guy would scream it out. He was those guys. V'Amar, and he said in the name of Rafram, I guess Talinan. Right, that it's the talinon and it's kosher. So amruna la, I think is laha kamei. They changed the gersha. Amrua laha. We said this rule kamei. The marzurcha braid Rav Mari in front of Rav Marzurcha v'lo kibla, and he says no because Marzurcha was the one who said that lo talinon. They told Marzurcha that Rafam said talinon. Marzurcha wasn't convinced. He still said lo talinon. Amar Rav Misharsha kivasei davua ada abba mistabra. Rav Misharsha says. Rav Sharshi says that what my uncle said, which I guess is Rav Acha, his uncle said...
His grandfather.
Oh, sorry, his grandfather. Oh, that makes more sense. Okay, Rav Huda Abba, Mistabra, that makes more sense. Tahat Talina Bezeiv, because we've seen before that when you have an animal that you see that's attacked by a wolf, and then we open up and you see there's holes in the lung, we assume that it was made by the wolf. Okay. Next, Morna, right? These Morna. Rashi says Morna, these worms. Tolas Hayotza Min Hareya V'Nakva. These worms are coming out from the lung and they're making punctures. So were the worms there to make the punctures before or after? So Morna. Pligi Ba Rav Yosef Bar Dosai V'Rabbanan. Machlokes Rav Yosef Bar Dosai and Rabbanan. Chad Amar Kodem Shechita Parish. One says that they must have made, they came out prior to the Shechita, and therefore they made holes, the animals, the Trefa. The Chad Amar, one says, La'achar Shechita Parish. Now that we assume that they came after the Shechita, and therefore it's not a Trefa and it's Kasher. The Hilchos La'achar Shechita Parish. And the Halacha is that we assume that it came after Shechita. Rashi says, Kodem Shechita Parish, Min Hareya, from the lung, v'nakva v'nitrava. So I guess if they're in there, it's not a problem. The question is when they came out of the lung. They come out before Shechita, and therefore it made a Trefa. They come out after Shechita, and therefore it's not a Shechita. Okay.
Are you simulating that lung?
So, yeah, maybe. I don't know. It's good for the eyes. So maybe you are eating it. I don't know. I've never eaten a lung, so I don't know. Maybe if I did, I wouldn't have glasses. Okay.
I love lungs. It's good, by the way.
It's good?
They used to sell them. When I was a kid, they used to sell them.
You used to sell the feet also. That I ate. Yeah. But the lungs, yeah, and that I ate.
You can get it in Israel.
Yeah. My grandmother used to fry them. They were very good.
No, put it into a Frankfurt.
Oh, okay. So now we're up to the Mishnah.
The sausage.
In the Mishnah we mentioned about the punctures, that these punctures were the punctures in the lung made it into a trefa. Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon said that it's Eina Nitrefa, basically had to go deeper, I guess, into the bronchial tubes. It had to go all the way, it had to go deeper in. So Amar Rabba Bar Tachlif, so it wasn't just, it had to be a more thorough puncture in the lung. Amar Rabba Bar Tachlifa, Amar Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba, what is the Kavan of Shimon? It's Adshe Tinokev L'Simpon Hagado. I guess what Simpon, how do you translate? That's the large bronchi of the lung, all the way through. Yosef Rav Acha Bar Abba Kamei de Rav Huna. So Rav Abba Bar Abba is sitting in front of Rav Huna. The Yosef Ka'amar is sitting and he's saying, Amar Rabbi Maluch. So this Rabbi Maluch, apparently, this Rabbi Maluch doesn't appear anywhere else in Bavli. However, he appears in Yerushalmi two other times. I only know that because it says that on the bottom on the note. So he says, Amar Rav Maluch, Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Halacha K'Rabbi Shimon. The halacha would be like Rabbi Shimon, which means that the behemoth would not become a trefa just with a simple puncture wound in the lung, unless that puncture went all the way through to the large bronchi. That's what Rav Maluch said. So I guess Rav Huna says to Rav Acha Bar Abba, this Rabbi Maluch Arvoa, is Kamart. Are you speaking about Maluch Arvoa? I guess you're talking about the Maluch, this guy Maluch who lives in Arabia. Arabia, I guess means in Saudi Arabia. If that's who you're talking about, that's who you're referring to, he said, Ein halacha k'Rabbi Shimon k'amar. He said, the halacha does not follow Rabbi Shimon. So now we have Machloka, so what Rav Maluch said. I guess Rav Maluch, who only appears as one time in Shas, must have had some bekias in this area. So, ki salik Rabbi Zeira, so Rabbi Zeira came from Bavel, Teret Yisrael, Ashkechei l'Rav Bibi, so he found Rav Bibi, the Yosef k'amar, he was sitting and he said, Amar Rav Maluch, Amar Rav Shuban Levi. Again, he's quoting Rav Maluch in the name of Rav Shuban Levi. That halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, halacha ki Rabbi Shimon. So Amar Lei, so Rav Zeir then says to Rav Bibi, Chayei Demar, means a lashon of shvur. I swear, the Anav Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Rav Asi Iklan La Asrei, the Rabbi Maluch. We actually traveled to Rabbi Maluch, but Amri Lei, and I asked him, I Amar Mar halacha ki Rabbi Shimon. Did you really say the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon? But Amar Lan, and I said, Ain halacha ki Rabbi Shimon Amri. I say he said. He told me that the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon, but that's hearsay, right? Menachem, was that hearsay? He told me that he said, okay. So, what? Well, you guys are talking about the medical stuff, so I got to bring this in. Okay, ain halacha k'Rabbi Shimon, v'atma v'yadcha. So they said back to him, okay, someone definitely said the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. So who do you say the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon? V'atma v'yadcha. Hachem Rav Yitzchak Bar Ami, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, halacha Rabbi Shimon. It was Rav Yitzchak Bar Ami who quoted Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, said the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. But the Gemara says, there ain't halacha Rabbi Shimon. The halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon. The question is, who says there ain't halacha Rabbi Shimon? So Rashi says, that's not part of the conversation. Rashi says, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. Nein alach Rav Shimon Talmudic apostikle. It's like the editors of the Gemara, the ones who put this in. Maybe it could be Savarai, it could be Ravami, it could be just later than this conversation. He doesn't say that. He says, "Ubi yeshiva achrona," and the end of the yeshiva achrona, nifsiku halachos halalu apsuko stam b'gemara. That's where they pass these gemaras. I'm not going to say Savarim or not. Go ask Dr. Ari Bergman, who gave shiurim about all this in the Yogis of Woodmere, explain to you how the gemara was sealed. But the point being here is simply that Rashi, this is not part of the conversation. It's later people who added or edited the gemara who said that the halachos halak Rav Shimon. Okay. Now, the gemara is going to talk about the keva. Right, Nikva HaKeva. The Keva, is that the Obamasim? Which one is the Keva?
Yeah,
the Obamasim.
One of the stones.
Yes, but it's the big one, no? I'm not sure. So, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yoshia. So, Chelev, fats, Shalgabe Keva. If you remember, there's two different types of fats. There's the Chelev, which is usher to eat, which the Torah defines, and then what's known as the Shuman, which is not a word in the Torah, but it's made up by the Chachamim. Those are anything that's not a Chelev, it's usher to eat is Shuman, and that you're allowed to eat. So he's saying the chelev she'al gabi keva, the fats that are on top of the keva, kohanim nahagu bo heter. The kohanim would eat them. Meaning, I guess the keva is one of the matnos kuna. So he gave the keva to the kohen. They would eat the fats on the kohen. They would say that that's not usher, right? Nahagu bo heter. Kirab Yishmol, like in accordance with the shita of Rabbi Yishmol, she'amar mishumavosav, that who said in the name of his fathers that Chelev of the Keba is not included in the Isser of Chelev. The Simanech, and how do you know who was the Tana that supported their understanding, therefore ate this Chelev? It's Yishmol Kahana Messiah Kahane. Yishmol, who's Yishmol ben Elisha, Hamamachan Nechnasti, Lahakhtik Torah, Yishmol ben Elisha, he was the Kohen, he was Messiah Kahane. And he helped the Kohanim, he was a Kohen who helped the other Kohanim, because he allowed them to eat the chelev on the keva. So mahi. So where is this place? I guess the Rabbi Shmuel was Messiah the Kohanim that more than others. Okay, I guess you can't call him Messiah Kohani. That he's the help of the Kohanim if he just gives them one psak. Maybe after I thought maybe he's Messiah Kohanim.
Kohen Gadol.
He's the Kohen Gadol. He was a Kohen Gadol, right? But he's calling him Kahane, Messiah Kahane. He's the one who helps the Kohanim. What? I hear you, because he's helping himself. Right, he's helping himself, okay? The Tanya, so we have the Brisa says as follows. The Pasuk says, Kosev Archos B'nei Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Aaron and the sons that they should bless B'nei Yisrael. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Lamanu, Bracha Yisrael Mipia Kohanim. The Bracha for B'nei Yisrael come from the Kohanim. The Kohanim Atzman lo lamanu, but we don't learn where the bracha comes with that the Kohanim get a bracha. So the Gemara says no, because Omer, the end of the pasuk says va'ani avarchem, and I will bless them. Well, who's them? It's like a dangling participle, a dangling participle. Va'ani avarchem. So have Omer, who's the avarchem? Have Omer ani, meaning Hashem, Kohanim mivarchem Yisrael, the Kohanim bless Bnei Yisrael, the Kodesh Baruch Hu mivarchem Kohanim, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu are going to bless the Kohanim. So you bless Bnei Yisrael, and I'm going to bless you. Ani Avarchem is talking about the Ani Hashem will bless the Kohanim. Rabbi Kiva Omer, no. Lamanu brachal Yisrael apiyah Kohanim. We learned that the bracha of Yisrael comes from the mouth of the Kohanim. Mipiyah Gvuru lo lamanu, but we didn't see anywhere that the bracha to Bnei Yisrael come from Hashem. Kishu Omer v'ani Avarchem, when he says v'ani Avarchem, have Omer Kohanim v'archem Yisrael, v'kodesh Baruch Hu maskim al yodam. The Kohanim just mouth the words, but it's coming through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you see from them that the bracha is coming from Bnei Yisrael. So according to Rabbi Kiva, the bracha is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Bnei Yisrael. El Rabbi Kiva, bracha l'Kohanim minole. So according to Rabbi Kiva, where did the Kohanim gain the bracha from?
Right.
That's so because according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Kohanim are blessing Bnei Yisrael. Hashem's bracha to the Kohanim. According to Rabbi Kiva, the bracha is going from HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Kohanim to Bnei Yisrael. So where's the bracha for the Kohanim? So he says bracha Kohanim in Alei. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. That's easy. Vavarcham Mivarechcha from Avraham Avinu says whoever you bless, you will be blessed. So if you bless, so the Kohanim are blessing Bnei Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bless the Kohanim. So Gemara says okay. Bottom line is, both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva say that Kadosh Baruch Hu is blessing the Kohanim. So why is this a proof that Rabbi Shmuel is more than the Messiah, that the Rabbi Shmuel is the Messiah of the Kohanim? So Umay Messiah Kohani, how is he Messiah Kohanim more than Rabbi Akiva? He says, no, the Moki La the Birchus Kohanim the Makom Bracha Yisrael. Somehow, I guess, because he's saying that the bracha of the Kohanim get is sourced at the same place where the bracha that Bnei Yisrael are getting, and not having to go to another pasuk somewhere else. I guess this, I don't know, but bottom line is, you're still getting the bracha. Right, Rashi, was that Rashi? Rashi says, the last Rashi, b'makom bracha Yisrael, eitzel birchas Yisrael, the hachi adifa, demashma shenis bisbarchin hein im hashar. I guess because if your source is going to be from this pasuk, it says whatever that bracha is being given, they're being partaking in the exact same bracha, as opposed to they're getting a different bracha from somewhere else. Okay, so that's why he is the Messiah Kohani. But again, he's the one. Yishmael, the Goyen Gadol, is the one who said they can eat the chalev of the keva. So okay, so now he quoted Rabbi Shmuel Mishim Avosov. So Rabbi Shmuel Shomer Mishim Avosov Mahi. So where's the source? So the Tanya. So this is a Tosefta. Yeah, so we're going to quote this Tosefta. Tosefta in the end is going to flip the Shitos. So if you actually look at the source, at the Tosefta, the Tosefta itself has it the way we have it at the end. So in case anyone has a Tosefta in front of them and to say that we're misquoting it, you're right. We're going to flip it around afterwards, right? The art school have the Tosefta? There, okay. The Tanya, but the Brisa says, "Eis kol hachelev asher al hakeref." So it says, "Eis kol hachelev." The pasuk says, "But so he griv me zevach hashlamim ishel Hashem to offer up from the shlamim a fire to Hashem as hachelev machases hakeref the fats that cover the insides." There's kol hachelev asher al hakeref, and all the chelev it's on the keref. So the second part seems to be redundant. So what's going on? Right, it says Eskol Achilav Asher Al Hakerev. So the Eskol, I guess, is redundant. So it says Lahavi Chelev Shal Gabe Hadakin. It comes to include the Chelev that is covering the Dakin. Right, the Dakin is what?
Intestines.
Right, that's the intestines. Any specific intestine or just the intestines himself? Right, it's the intestines. Divi Rabbi Shmuel. So that means Rabbi Shmuel says that there's an extra Eschelev to include the chelev that covers the intestines. Rabbi Kiva Omer Lahavi chelev shal gabi akeva. Rabbi Kiva says, no, it comes to include the chelev that's on the keva. So according to Rabbi Kiva, the Kohanim are not getting the chelev on the keva, because that is usher. Anything that has to be brought onto the Mizbeach, this point I missed. If it has to be brought on the Mizbeach, that's usher chelev.
Right.
So therefore, if they get it as a manas kuna, they won't be able to eat it. Okay?
Well, why would even mutter something that is even be a suffix?
Why? We're learning from the pasuk which chaylev has to be brought onto the mizbeach. If it has to be brought onto the mizbeach, that means you're not allowed to eat it. So they're making the drushas. Which chaylev has to be brought on the mizbeach? Rabbi Shmuel says the chaylev on the intestines. Rabbi Kiva says the chaylev on the keva. But by the fact that Rabbi Shmuel says not the chaylev on the keva, shows that he holds the chaylev on the keva is not brought on the mizbeach. If it's not brought on the mizbeach, it's eaten. And therefore it's mutter. Not midin suffik, midin vadai, that's the drusha. So the okay, so right, that's scenario. Now we have the shitos. So for Reminu, but we'll ask a shayla. There's another brisa that says Eschelev Asher Al Hakeref. Rabbi Shimon, which I think has to be changed. It changes to Rabbi Shmuel, because otherwise it makes no sense. So we'll change it. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Chelev Al Gabe Kerev Ma Chelev Hamichase Es Hakerev Krum. It has this layer Viniklof, and it can be peeled off. Av kol krum v'niklav. So to any chalev that has this peel, this layer, and that can be peeled off, is usser. And Rashi points out, the chalev on the keva has these characteristics. So according to this brisa, Rabbi Shmuel says, it's usser for the Kohanim to eat the chalev on the keva, which is a problem for what we have now. Rabbi Kiva says, no, it has to have, there's a third characteristic. Ma chalev ha-michasis ha-kerev is totav krum v'niklav. It has to be total, besides being this layer that can be peeled off, it has to be able to be peeled off like a skirt, like a similar Rashi says. I mean, it has to be peeled off in one shot, as opposed to the chelev of the keba, which Rashi points out, when it's peeled off, it separates, it breaks. So the chelev like Abi the keba would be mutter, according to Rabbi Akiva. Right? I've called total krum v'niklav. So we have a problem now, because we have the steer and the brisos. Who says which Tana is the author of the Shita, that the Chelev that's on the Keba can be eaten by the Kohanim. We assume it's Rabbi Shmuel, because he's the one who permitted the Kohanim to eat it. But we have the second Braisa that says that that's the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. So Shalach Ravin de Rabbi Yochanan. So Kach hi Hatzah shal Mishnah. This is my advice on how to answer up to Mishnayos. Epuch Kamaisa. Flip the first one. Meaning the correct way to read, the correct way to understand the Shitos, is that Rabbi Akiva, who says that the chelev of the keva is mutter. Flip the first one. The Gemara asks, okay, my chazis, the after kamaisa, after epoch pasraisa. Why are you flipping the first one? Flip the second one. He says, no, shani hacha, it's different here. Usually you're right. You would never know which one to flip. But here we have a little bit of proof that the second braisa is more authoritative. Why? The shani hacha keva dekatani ma. Because the Gemara, the second braisa says, ma chelev mechasis akerev. It has an actual drasha that's going on. So we think that that's more authoritative. It was more fleshed out. It's a more authoritative brisa. Ma chelev, it's dafka. It's more meduyok. So Gemara says ihachi ki Rabbi Shmuel ki Rabbi Kivahi. So if that's the case, that the second brisa is authoritative, and the author of the shita that the chelev of the keba is mutter, why are they being so mecham Rabbi Shmuel? They should be so mecham Rabbi Akiva. So Amar Rav Nachman, you missed up. She Amar Mishum Avosav. The Lelo Sfirule. No, it's Rabbi Shmuel said it b'shem Avosav. His Avosav, I guess, agreed with Rabbi Kiva that the chelev of the keva is mutter. Rabbi Shmuel himself didn't. So then why is he the one who's matir the Kohanim? It's his father who's matir the Kohanim. Okay, but I guess he was the one who quoted it. So they were so mech on the Avosav of Rabbi Shmuel and also on Rabbi Akiva. But I mean, Rabbi Akiva's later. Well, no, it's not true. It's actually now also because it's so part of the Matnas Kahuna. I mean, if it's good for the Kohanim to eat, it's good for the Bnei Yisrael to eat also. We just were supposed to give it to the Kohanim as a present, and we can share it with them if we want, if they want to, but then it becomes mutter l'achila. Okay. Back now to these puncture wounds. So the Gemara, and since we're talking about these fats, so Amar Rav, Rav says, chelev tahor, any kosher chelev, I guess, that covers up a puncture, sosin, that can be, I guess somehow the chelev grows over the puncture, it could be a sealant, and therefore the animal won't be treifa. Rashi says, kigon dakin shenikvu, something that got pierced, the chelev hakanta sosim es hanekev kshera. Why? If chelev kshera can close it up, the chelev tahor, its chelev tahor has some characteristics, it's odag hu ma'od, it's sticky, v'havi steam ma'alusa, and therefore it's a good seal. So Tosos points out, Chelev Tahor Sosim, don't think that right now we're changing everything we said about the lungs. Yeah. He says, Lo Mari Hacha Bireya. We're not talking about now about Reya, Vishuman, and kosher fats are so sma, O Nisrucha Vishuman, the Pshita the Trefa, the Stimazo Ein Akum. The clothing, the covering of a puncture in the lung by fats is nothing. The Ein Shuman Lereya. That fats are not, there's no fat on the Reya. Those fats must be coming from somewhere else, and therefore it's not going to be a good closure. The Ein Zeh Shuman Shalah, the Lo Mayri Hacha Elkigon. Just talking about other cases. Don't think that all of a sudden now we're changing everything we said about the lungs. Right? Okay, so he says, Amarav, Chelev Tahor Sosem, Tameh Eino Sosem. But if it's Tameh Chelev that's covering up, that's not going to be a good seal, I guess, because Rash says, Kigon Keres, O Hemses, Shenikev, the Chelev HaMachas, the Keres Sosem, and Estima Lefish Eino Chibur Elotosov. It's not considered a connection, it's just a covering, I guess. So, Bayi Rabbi Zera. So, Rabbi Zera asks, he says, no, both of them are considered good enough to be a sesima, to close it up. So, Bayi Rabbi Zera, chelev chaya. What about the fats of a chaya? The only chelev that's usher to eat is a chelev of a behema. There's no such thing as prohibited fats on a chaya. Why? Because a chaya is not born on the korban, and we're learning out what the usher chelev to eat is from what's put on the mizbeach. Well, the chaya is never put on the mizbeach, so it's not a problem, right? No deer on the mizbeach. So chaya is mutter to eat. It's chelev is, but still good to eat, and there's no such thing as asur chelev by a chaya. So correct. So I believe so. But derabanan or not, it doesn't make a difference here. But I don't think so. I think it's mutter. So by Rabbi Zera, chelev chaya, mai, can the chelev of the chaya cover be considered a closing of a puncture? So dafka amar chelev tahor so same behind nami tahor. We're saying that any chelev that's tahor to eat concludes, and this is also Chelev Tahor, Al Dilma Mishum de Mahadik Vahalo Mahadik. Or maybe it was just the characteristic of the Chelev Tahor in the Behemoth is that it makes a good seal. But who says the characteristic of the Chelev Behemoth, of the Chelev Chaya, create? Is it because it's Tahor, or is it because of its physical characteristic? So I think it's a simple answer. Right. So Amar Abayi Maiti Boila, Nihi Shari Bachila Hadukilo Mahadik. Fine, the Chelev of the Chaya is Motu Bachila, but physically it doesn't make a good seal, so it's not going to be considered a good seal. Okay. Hahu Nekev, so we had this puncture somewhere. This Sosma, he has in the book, the picture book, like 3 or 4 pages describing how this all works. But I didn't really understand it. Hahu Nekev de Sosma Chelev Tame. So he had this puncture that was closed up by non-kosher Chelev. Which is chaylev. What?
Unpermissible.
Right, but chaylev by definition is whatever. Okay. The asa lekame de rava, so it came for rava to paskin. Amar rava lemay nechoshla. What should we be choshesh? We have 2 reasons to say that it's mutter. Chada d'hamar of sheshes chaylev tamin amis hosim. Number 1, we can be so mechon sheshes who says that non kosher chaylev can also create the seal. Va'od, and even more so, we have to be worried about money. Again, if you paskin that an animal was treif, you basically ruined the livelihood of somebody. Right? Va'od, HaTorah chasam amonam shal Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu is very careful on the amonam Yisrael. The source of that is by the tzaras of the house, where the Torah says, take out all the kelim before the Kohen comes and says that the house is tamei tzaras. This way, the kelim don't become tamei tzaras. So amalei Rav Papa l'Rava. So Rav Papa says to Rava, wait a second. You're being somech on Rav Sheshes. Number 1, I can answer that. We have, there's Rav. Rav says that it's not a seal. And number 2, Va'ata mar Torah chasa mamon shel Yisrael. Sorry, v'isur d'oraisa, Va'ata mar Torah chasa mamon shel Yisrael. You're going to say that the Torah is going to be concerned about the mamon of Yisrael when you have an isur d'oraisa of eating a treifa? No, that's the halacha. If it's a treifa, otherwise why would there ever be a treifa? Torah chasa mamon shel Yisrael. No, if it's a treifa, it's a treifa. Okay. So therefore, I don't know which way they're paskin, but I can look that up. Next.
And plus, you're not even looking anyway in the stomach, unless you have some reisa.
So there was a reisa. There must have been a reisa. There must have been a reisa. You open it up, whatever. It fell in front of your face, and you saw it. Okay. Manyumin Kanduka. So Manyumin is his name, who was a seller of pitchers. Kanduka is Kadim, who sold pitchers. Igne le bisatika de dufsha. He left open overnight a barrel of honey. Basically, right now, the Gemara, since we mentioned Torah Chasa, Mamon Shal Yisrael, we're going to bring another case of Torah Chasa, Mamon Shal Yisrael. So the halacha is that there are certain liquids that if you leave overnight, that Tosos doesn't apply nowadays, but if you left overnight, you weren't allowed to drink it out of danger, you're afraid of, it's called Giloy, afraid of the snakes would put their poison in. That's Giloy. Right? So, Chanduka Iglali Vaskata Dusha Asal Kame de Rava. He left open a barrel of honey, and he came before Rava to Pasin. Amar Rava Lamai Nechoshlei. Why should we be choshish for this? I have 2 reasons to say that it's mutter. Number 1, Chada the Tnan, we have a Mishnah that says, Shlosha Mashkin Asur Mishum Giloy. There are only 3 Mashkin that are asur because of Giloy, and that is wine, water, and Cholav, Yayin, Mayim, and milk, and Cholav. Ushar Cholav Mashkin Mutarim, and all other Mashkin are good. I mean, the Nachash will not drink them, so therefore you have the Vash, you're good. Number 2, Vahod, Torah Chasam, Amar Shal Yisrael. So Amro Lay, Rav Nachman, Bar Yitzchak, LaRava, so they come in and say to Rava, what are you talking about? Number 1, Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says that the honey is subject to Giloy. And number 2, you're playing with someone's life here. Sakaris Nefashos, Va'ata Mar, Torah Chasam, Amar Shal Yisrael. And that's what you're going to bring down as a proof? Talking about someone's life? So Gemara says, Rav Shimon Mayi. So what's the sheet of Rav Shimon, the source of Rav Shimon, that even by Dvash, we say the problem of Giloy? Because the Tanya, the Tosefta that says, Chamisha in Bahem Mishum Giloy. There are 5 liquids, maybe even more than 5 liquids. There are these 5 liquids that you would have thought, but they do not have an issue of Giloy. Number 1 is Tzir, which is a fish brine. Number 2 is Chomet, vinegar, Shemen, oil, Dvash, honey, Umurias. That's the fish fats, I guess, from the innards of the fish or something. I don't know. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Av Hein Yesh Be Mishim Giloy. Rabbi Shimon says, no, there's also to be concerned with Giloy when it comes to them. V'amar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, Ani Re'isi Nachash Shasa Tzir B'Tzidon. I was in Sidon, I was inside, and I saw a snake drink this fish brine. So Amrulo, Shatyahava. That was a foolish snake. That was a ridiculous snake. It was filled, it was poisoned. The Amavi and Raiman showed him, you don't bring proof from the fools. Just because some foolish person is doing something, that's not a proof.
Just It's a foolish snake.
Yeah, but I'm bringing it across. It says, "Ein Ravin Raya Minashotim." Anything that's foolish, you don't bring a raya from. Plenty of people are fools and do things. That doesn't mean you have to bring a raya from them. That's the way you're supposed to behave. Okay. So so now the Gemara goes back. Amr Lei, so Rava says to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, because Rava said, don't worry about these things. He says back to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Odili Mios Bitzir. At least you should agree to me, Bitzir, that we should paskin, that we don't paskin like Rav Shimon. The Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Rav Yeshua, Rav Rabbanon, Kihavilu Giluya, when they had some water that was something that was left open, shadule bitzir, they would throw it into the tzir, I guess, to diffuse the poison, I guess, so there should be any concern when it comes to tzir. So Amar Lei, so Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says back to Rav, okay, fine, but odli miya, but you should at least admit to me by dvash, the Rav Shimon ben Elazar kai kavasei, that Rav Shimon ben Elazar actually holds by Rav Shimon. So like Tamar Shimon Shimon Bar Yochai, Rav Shimon ben Elazar also agrees to Rav Shimon, right, the Tanya, v'chenei Rav Shimon ben Elazar also by dvash. So I guess they're just going to move tzir into one category and dvash into the other category, and fine. So then, I guess the case would be for Minyumin that he shouldn't drink or eat the dvash that he had in his kad because it was left open. Okay. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Chelev ha'asoy kikova. So you have this chelev that looks like a cap or some sort of hat. If it's not flat, it sort of has, you know, circular, right? It's on top of like a circle, and it's chelev tahor, and it's considered, this is kosher tahor. Nevertheless, ein asosen, it's not going to be a seal, because it doesn't lie flat, it lies like in this circular thing, it's not the seal. Okay, so hecha, where do you find this chelev? So amri lea, they said to him, some say, chiti de karkisha, I guess it's the fat that's over the rectum, va'amar lei, tarpersa deliba. Some say it's some fat around the heart. Hope you don't have too much of that. It's the fat around the heart. Amar Rava. Rava says, Shamis mined Rav Nachman. I heard from Rav Nachman two things. I heard tarti. I heard chimsa v'bar chimsa. I heard about these two chalavim that they are in the stomach, in the keva. One's called the chimsa, one's called the bar chimsa. Chad sasim, one of them creates a seal on a puncture, v'chad lo sasim, and one does not create the seal on a puncture, v'lo yadana haminayu, and I don't know which one is which. So Rav Huna bar chinina, v'Rav Huna b'reid Rav Nachman Amar, they said, bar chimsa sasim, the son of the chimsa closes, but the chimsa itself, lo sasim. Right? Amar Rav Tavus says, v'siminach, and the simin here is yafa koach habein mi koach ha'av, the son is stronger than the father. I don't think one's a derivative of the other, that's what it's called. But the one that's called the son is more powerful than the one that's called the father. The bar chimsa creates a seal. The chimsa itself does not create a seal. So the Gemara says the Gemara is now pick it tomorrow. The Gemara is going to say, okay, which one? What types of fats are these? And they go through describing which types of fats they are. We'll pick up here tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.